KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Welcome one and all to another edition of Environmental Voices. And joining me in the studio once again, I'm Marie Rock, by the way, is Shirley Nordrum.
Hello, Marie Rock, by the way.
How are you today, Shirley?
I'm feeling rather chipper today.
All right. Well, what are we going to talk about there, Chip?
I thought we would talk a little bit about watersheds. A lot of folks don't have a good idea what a watershed is. And so with all the talk about water quality, and sometimes you see that written on the curbs, mm-hmm. you know, where the water drains into the drain, that this is the Leech Lake watershed or something like that. I thought I'd try to explain on the radio what a watershed is.
Okay.
And it's really important to understand what a watershed is, because how you live and everything that you do does affect the watershed. Okay. So, you know, if you're at home sitting there and you happen to have a child or grandkids that come over and there's some markers laying there, grab a piece of white paper and scribble a bunch of different colors on that piece of paper, and then crunch it up like you're going to throw it away. And then after you've done that, smooth it back out. And if you got a water bottle, squirt some water on that and watch how the colors run. And the colors are running from, pretend that's a piece of land. And land, as we all know, rolls and has peaks and valleys. And so when those colors are running on that piece of paper, when they're running to a certain area, when it gets to that final spot where it settles, that would be the idea of a watershed. So when the rain and the snow melts on the land and it starts running, it all runs to a particular spot.
Okay.
And that's, you know, the concept of a watershed. And so what we do on the land and how we manage the land is very important, because we all live in a watershed. And basically, for the most part, you could say we all live downstream, because it's coming down from somewhere. Watersheds can be different levels. You can manage watersheds that are just a tiny, like Pike Bay, 4,000 acres. You can look at the land that all drains to Pike Bay. Or you can look at something as massive as the Mississippi, which we talked about in a previous show. The Mississippi watershed is huge. It starts up here in Itasca, and it goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. So everybody that does something in that vast land system does something that impacts the water that eventually gets to the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm pretty sure we've all heard about that hypoxia. Have you heard about that?
No.
Down there, the water is dying and the things in the water are dying. There's this big dead zone down there. And it's caused by a lot of poor land management practices that are made throughout the watershed. And so the folks down there are having to deal with our actions way up here. It's the ripple effect, like throwing the pebble in the pond. It goes out and it goes out and it gets bigger and bigger until, you know, people downstream are always having to deal with what us up here at the headwaters have done, or what people on down the Mississippi have done. So it's really important to take care of the land properly.
Doesn't the Mississippi empty out down by New Orleans?
Yep, Gulf of Mexico.
Aren't they on a delta? Doesn't a delta kind of like naturally sift and filter out some of the impurities before it heads out, or?
Not really. The delta is, from how I understand the delta, is that's all the sedimentation, mm-hmm. all the particles that are coming through, moving through along with the Mississippi. They kind of build up like a shelf, like a delta, like mm-hmm. a big stream of sediment build up there. And there are chemicals that are not filtered out by particles. They're not attached to particles. They're just in the water. Some of them are harmful. I know one of the things that they've been working very hard on is helping farmers improve their application of herbicides, pesticides, and nutrients, fertilizers,
mm-hmm.
So that they're applying them at proper rates. Sometimes folks didn't really think, oh, well, you know, mixing properly and paying attention to that. So they might have over-fertilized or oversprayed things. And so there's a big push and big effort on for the last decade to help folks understand that a little better. We're trying to improve wastewater management, you know, the big wastewater treatment facilities for communities that live along the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to improve those. So there's always activities. Stormwater is another one. I mentioned the storm drains earlier on. A lot of times before, they would just, you know, have those gutters along the roadsides, and mm-hmm. then that would just drain and shoot right out into a water body. Now they're doing a lot of things like building stormwater retention ponds so that the water rushes out into the pond and it takes its time to settle there and filter through before it moves on out into a water body. And so there's a number of actions that can be taken to help improve the water quality as it moves on down through your watershed.
So how would something like, let's say, a record snowfall, like, you know, we had flooding in the Red River Valley. How does that affect, or if does it have an effect, if all, at all?
Everything does have an effect. Like, that just creates a large amount of water moving through all at one time. So there's other actions like erosion. It creates a lot of erosion because there's so much water moving through at one time that it'll, like, cut riverbanks and cause trees and grasses and things to be eroded off that are close to the water. Okay. And so the sediment increases through erosion. Yeah, that has a huge effect. Cutting down, you know, if you're a forester and you're doing a cut on maybe a private or state or county land, there's practices that are good. You don't want to cut off all the trees at one time, because then when the rain comes, it runs along the land. There's no trees to stop the flow. Mm-hmm. And so it moves along, moving sediments out into the water system. So that's always why have you ever heard the term buffer? They put in a buffer zone. That's where they leave the trees up and don't cut right up to the edge of the waters. So that there's this buffer zone to help capture some of that snow melt and that rainfall before it can move out into some type of water system.
Wow. So just an offhand question. Where do we get a lot of our drinking water from?
Most of our drinking water here locally is groundwater.
Okay.
So, but folks in like Minneapolis, St. Paul, I believe theirs comes directly from the Mississippi. And then they treat that water, and then it's distributed to the people.
They're downstream?
They are downstream.
Wow. I always heard always drink upstream.
Good advice.
I'm just kidding. Had to add something there. So ultimately, Leech Lake Watershed. Wow.
Yeah, and if you know, we've talked about this book on the air before, The Stewardship Guide for Leech Lake Lands. It's on the DRM website, or you can get a hard copy at the Tribal College. There's a section in there that talks about everybody living in a watershed and how important it is, how we're connected. We're all connected through the watershed to everything. But in there, there's kind of a cool little map that shows the smaller watersheds on Leech Lake Reservation. And so, you know, if you have a favorite lake, like, I don't know, Winnie, you can take a look at the watershed and get an idea of the size of that and think about the management in that area and what could be done to improve the water quality. So every action that we do has another reaction, and it can either be positive or negative. So educating ourselves on how to do that is a good thing, because you're just protecting it for future generations.
Shirley, I salute you.
Oh, I salute you for being on the radio every morning on my drive to work. I can sing in the car, and I can find out more about the most interesting man on the reservation. So we all do our part, right?
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. If they have any questions, how do we get the book? Or who can we talk to about this?
If you want to talk to myself, you can just call Shirley at the Tribal College. The folks over at DRM are awesome. You know, Jeff Harper runs the water program over there. And he's got Sam Malloy and Brenda Pence, great resources to learn more about it. And you can get this Stewardship Guide for Leech Lake Lands is available on the DRM website electronically. Or you can get a hard copy from either me at the Tribal College or those folks over there at DRM.
Awesome.
Go visit those guys. They're great.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming in. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.